Welcome to the Open Forum. Once again, we have that grand opportunity to look together into the Bible, that wonderful, wonderful book that came from the lips of God Himself. Oh my, what a privilege we have that again and again we can look into the Bible knowing that we can trust everything there. We can learn so much from the Bible. But this is your program. We want to hear from you, so you can ask your question about what you have been reading in the Bible, and we'll try to look at your question together and see if we can find an answer that is faithful to the Word of God. And so, shall we take our first call tonight, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Yes, I'd just like to invite Lou Carey and Dan Dunn back to church on Sunday. And I hope they repent of your heresy that you've taught them. That's Lou Carey and Dan Dunn. You have a nice night.
Thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Would you be kind enough to turn your radio off? That will help.
I just did. My question is Judgment Day the day that the world is going to end, that people are going to die? I don't quite understand.
Well, the way the Bible lays it out, God gives us quite a bit of detail, but not the most minute detail, but it does indicate that for 1480 years prior to Christ coming in 33 AD to demonstrate how he made payment for our sins before the foundation of the world, God utilized the nation of Israel to represent the kingdom of God, to externally represent the kingdom of God during those 1480 years. Then in 33 AD, God shifted and no longer utilized the nation of Israel because they had become very, very contrary to what the Bible was teaching. And he began the church age that went on for 1955 years, representing the kingdom of God. And now he, then at the end of that time, he shifted again and to the Great Tribulation, which is a period of 23 years just prior to the end of the gospel program. And this is where we are right now, just a few days away from that end. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Mr. Campion, I pray for you often. And I was doing a search on YouTube and found excerpts from Open Forum in which you predicted several different dates over many years. You've made 10 predictions in total dating all the way back to 1978. And when I worked for you...
Excuse me. That is not true at all, what you are saying. And if you don't have a question, please... We're going to go to our next
call. Okay, I do have a question for you.
Well, now, excuse me. Then what is your, what Bible verse or what Bible truth do you want to ask the question about?
Well, Mr. Campion, if we're still here on May 22nd, will you take responsibility for the ones you've led astray?
Excuse me. You're not talking about the Bible, and we're not going to talk about May 22 because that's judgment, the second day of Judgment Day. The fact is that the end of God's salvation plan will absolutely certainly end.
Okay, but
and so will Judgment Day begin on.
Please,
let's go to our next call. We can't continue in this fashion. Please, shall we take our next call? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello, Mr. Camping.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you.
I'd like to have you read two scriptures. I'd like to make a brief comment on that and segue into a question for you, if you would.
What? Just one question. Now, what is your scriptures?
The scriptures are Luke 10:13 and 1 Corinthians 15:17-19.
All right, Luke 10:13. Luke 10:13. We read 10:13. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which had been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. And then you want to read 1 Corinthians 15:17-19. We read 15:17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now, what is your question?
Okay. Both Jesus and Paul did not take it as a weakness of faith to entertain what-if scenarios. So what I'd like to ask you a what-if question. Let's say May 21st comes and goes, and just I know it's not conceivable, but let's just hypothetically say it doesn't happen. The rapture doesn't happen. You and I are both still here. There is a man that the New York Post reported on who spent $140,000 of his life savings to put up signs warning people. What I'd like to know is that if it doesn't happen, would you be willing to reimburse this man?
Excuse
back money?
Me. Excuse me. Excuse me. We don't go into those kind of subjects. We never tell anybody what to do with their money. And if somebody made a contribution, that's between them and the Lord. They did it because they are serving God. They're not doing that in order
this
to... Excuse me. We're not going to get into money. We never tell anybody what to do with their money. And the fact is, May 22 is going to be the second day of Judgment Day. And it's not... And so the question doesn't even figure at all. And so we're going to go on to our next caller. We don't talk about those things because they're not going to happen. But shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi, I've got a quick question for you. Where the Bible says that no man knows the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father, how is it that you can claim that you know the exact hour, the exact day?
Well,
where is your biblical proof? Please give me verses, give me theology, give me the literal translations that state that.
Well, the fact is, we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 7, where the disciples... Oh, hold on, I'll be right back with you. We have a caller on the line who's asked about a question. Many times we read in Matthew and Mark and in Luke, no man can know the day or the hour of Christ's return. And so how do we dare to say that we do know it? When we read Mark 13, for example, God said that no man can know. But then in verse 35 of Mark 13, God says, watch therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cockcrowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And then we go on to Revelation 3, verse 3, for example. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come upon thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. It's saying effectively, but if you do watch, I will not come upon thee as a thief. And many other passages emphasize this, that there comes a time when we, if we are carefully watching, studying the Bible, we will know, but we cannot know during the church age. God definitely said, no one can know. until as long as God was still operating in the churches. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Yes, Mr. Harrell.
Yes.
Very excited at the prospect of the rapture and certainly looking forward to it. I noticed your signs say the Bible guarantees. Now, I have a question. Seeing that, I mean, nobody's perfect or sinless. How can you guarantee that your interpretation is perfect since you have not yet received your glorified body? I mean, I feel like you're asking the whole world to believe that you are a perfect interpreter of the Bible, which is impossible.
Well, you've asked a fair question, and the fact is if we go into the Bible with our own interpretations, of course we'll never come to truth. The Bible is its own interpreter. That's part of the hard work of studying the Bible. We have to use the Bible as its own dictionary. It's its own interpreter. And that's why the Bible says we are to compare spiritual things with spiritual. And until we find harmony between all the verses in the Bible that speak to any particular subject, we haven't understood what that subject is. Really is what the answer to that subject really is, but if we bear in mind what I think, what anybody else thinks, that's not worth anything at all. What we have to do is search the Bible. What does God say? And sometimes it's very, very arduous. It takes a long time to find what God is really saying. We never go outside of the Bible, for example, to help us interpret something. We never do. We stay right in the Bible. The Bible is not subject to private interpretation, the Bible says. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi, second chapter, Peter. 3:10. I'm sorry. Second book of Peter, chapter 3, verse 10.
Second Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. There we read.
I'm sorry, verse 10.
Second Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Now, what is your, or you want verse 10?
Oh, yes, I want verse 10, yes.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. It's talking here about those who are subject to God's judgment. For them, the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now, what is your question? What is your question?
Like a thief in the night, how would we know the exact date and time?
We don't
know if he comes like a thief in the night, right?
If you still believe he's coming as a thief in the night, then of course you don't know when he is coming. But on the other hand, we have to remember we have the whole Bible, and we have to read everything in the Bible that relates to the subject of his timing of his coming. And then we find that, yes, for those who are not listening to the whole Bible, who are not watching, he indeed is coming as a thief in the night, and they will be destroyed. But that's what it says here. He will come as a thief in the night, the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And it's talking about Judgment Day. But if we are a true believer, one of God's elect, and we've been searching the Bible, watching as we're commanded, we find God has given us a lot more information at this time. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take Our next call, please. Welcome to Open Forum.
You're saying that May 21st is going to be the end of the world, the rapture?
May 21 right? is not the end of the world. It is the end of God's salvation plan.
My question is to you, Mr. Canton. You have a lot of believers following you. There was a man just like you, Hitler. He was doing a lot of stuff like that, having people follow him because he has a power. My question is to you, is if it doesn't happen on May 21st, are you going to hide in a desert like a...
Excuse me. I don't even entertain that kind of a question. God has given us so many proofs, like the one we just talked about. It's awesome, that kind of a proof. And right out of the Bible. It's not because of private interpretation at all. It's right out of the Bible. And other proofs of a similar nature. And all kinds of signs, like the gay pride movement, and the fact that now we know who the Antichrist is, and other signs that show us that we're right on the threshold of Judgment Day. And with so much information, and God never talks out of both sides of his mouth, if we have carefully compared Scripture with Scripture, we know it's going to happen. And so we don't even think about it. What if it did? What if it doesn't? What if this? It is going to happen without any question. But thank you for calling and sharing. I think we have time for one more call. Welcome to Open Forum.
Hey, Dr. Pan, calling from Cranberry, New Jersey, in regards. I just heard tuning in here that Family Radio is still soliciting funds. Why is Family Radio still soliciting funds? And
Well, first of all, we're still paying bills. But secondly, the fact is we're just conducting our regular program till this Friday or until Saturday, whenever the end comes. It will come on Saturday, of course. And that includes our solicitation, we're leaving that, whether people respond to that or not, we're not encouraging anybody there. We're still just running that, and so a little money is still coming in. But also, the fact is we're paying our bills right to the very end. We're trying to operate as normally as possible until the end comes. And so we haven't particularly paid attention to that detail. But the people involved, they know what their desire is to do with their money. We never tell anybody what to do with their money. If they give it to us we know that it's given because they are deeply concerned about being faithful to sending out the gospel to the world. And we hope, and we're going to try to continue right to the last minute. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call? Please welcome to Open Forum.
Oh, okay. Mr. Kemp, my final question is, so you could tell me with 100% certainty that these dates are exactly right. There's no possible way you could be wrong.
The Bible, everything that God has ever prophesied in the Bible has always come true. And God has written an enormous amount of information in the Bible talking about our day and Judgment Day and the end of the gospel program of salvation. And not only that, God has given proof after proof and sign after sign. My, it all comes out of the Bible, because that's the only place we are to learn from in the Bible. And so it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. I was just on the fence because there's some things that just were unexplainable. So this is 100% positive. That's all I wanted from you. Thank you very much, Mr. Campion.
Thank you.
Your show is very inspiring. Thank you. I hope it was a good question.
Thank you so much for calling, and shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Yes, hello, Brother Kemp. On May 21st, 2011, how is the people going to be raptured, the ones that are chosen? Are they just going to disappear? Are we going to be able to see them disappearing, or they're just not going to be there anymore? Can you explain that for me, please?
No, according to what we read in the Bible, let me read from Revelation chapter 11, where it talks about how this will happen. And we have two examples, two examples of that. Remember that when Elijah was caught up to heaven, he was seen by Elisha, who was left behind. And when Jesus was raptured, that is when he was caught up to heaven, he was seen by his apostles, who were standing on the mountainside with him and saw him go up. So we have two examples. And then we read in Revelation chapter 11, where God speaks about talking about the true believers who are witnessing during the final 2300 days that we're now, no, the final 6100 days up until the time of the end of the Great Tribulation. And it says about them that, and then they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Now that's a pretty plain statement that is not contradicted by anything else in the Bible. And so we can take it that as it stands there, that the unsaved who are just natural enemies of the true gospel, just because they are not serving Christ as the way they should, they will be witnessing the rapturing or the catching up of all the true believers, simultaneously with the fact that they're also seeing the results of a horrible earthquake that will destroy that part of the world as these people are being caught up. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask the question. I pray every single day that the Lord's kingdom will come here on earth. And my question for you is do you think you might be doing a small disservice to the kingdom of God if in fact May 21st comes and goes, and then those who might be saved then get turned away by saying, oh gosh, there goes another kooky coming and going of one of these doomsday pastors who just, you know, kind of, they're just stirring up stuff and trying to get people to send them money and all that stuff.
Well, now the fact is that is a question that I can't discuss, because the Bible guarantees it. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. And if I would enter into a discussion with you, it would mean but that somehow, way deep in my mind, I'm not sure that it would happen. I don't quite trust God, but I trust God implicitly. I trust the Bible implicitly, and God has given us so much information about this and such wonderful proofs all right out of the Bible that I would be doing a terribly sinful thing if I suggested that maybe, just a tiny, tiny little chance, it might not happen. It is going to happen. So I'm sorry I can't enter into a discussion where we talk about, but what if? There is no other plan.
When May 21st comes and goes, will please stop preaching on the air then, because you are obviously a false prophet?
May 21 is going to continue to May 22, and May 22 is the second day of a 5 months judgment situation in the world. The Bible absolutely guarantees that, and so I don't want to even talk about your question at all. It's going to happen. But thank you, and you know, you don't have to wait till then to call me a false prophet. You I'm called by a false prophet by all kinds of people already. I've been called I've been told that I was Satan, that I've been the Antichrist. I'm very accustomed to those statements because those dear people, I feel so sorry for them. They just don't understand the truth. And so they don't, all I feel is, I don't feel slandered or reviled, although it is slandering and reviling, but I don't sense that at all because all I do is feel sorry. I pray for them that, oh, could it be that God might open their eyes before it's too late? But so, but we cannot talk about that kind of a question. It is going to happen without any doubt whatsoever. But now, shall we go to our next caller, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Yes, Mr. Campy. I sent you an email saying that there were only two possibilities of the time of the rapture. The one was, as you said, the progressive hour coming around to each time zone. And the only other time that the 21st would be in every time zone would be between 11 p.m. and midnight on the 21st in the 24th time zone.
Well, I'm sorry, it's that latter idea is it just doesn't fit a lot of other things in the Bible, and so I'm sorry it just won't figure at all. I'm sorry.
Oh, if somebody believes that that it's not coming and it gets around to the 24th time zone and they haven't seen an earthquake, I think that's when it would occur. But, you know, I understand what you're saying, too.
Thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi. I was wondering if the followers of the family radio would have any interest in donating their cars, the pink slips to their cars, their houses. And,
excuse me. Now, what a silly question. You're thinking about money and things again. That's the trouble with those who are not listening to the Bible. When we are caught up to be with Christ, we leave everything behind, and everything behind is all going to be destroyed. It's in the day of judgment. This world is coming to an end. When we believe the Bible, we have to believe all of the Bible. And so these kind of questions don't have any sense whatsoever. So please, I don't even want to talk about that kind of a question.
Hello? Yeah, so maybe I should have prefaced this with, I just talked with God about 5 days ago, and he said I'm not going to make it on the first train out. I'm going to make it on the second train, so I'm willing to take up the mantle that...
Excuse me, you talked to God, and how did he talk to you?
Well, he appeared to me in my backyard.
Well, but you see, that's Satan, because God indicates that we're not to add to the words of the prophecy of this book. The only place we can hear from God is in the words of the Bible. And anybody who claims that they have received a message from God in a dream or a vision or in an appearance or anything like that, we know definitely that Satan is allowed to do that. He comes through tarot cards and Ouija boards and seances and so on. And he certainly will try to come to the Christians that way, because he wants to get us away from following God. But God cannot do that, because he himself has said we're not to add to the words of the prophecy of this book. So I'm sorry, you were given a very bum steer. But shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Good evening, Harold. I'm interested in knowing, did you ever at one time state that if the rapture does not take place on May 21, 2011, it means you are not saved?
I have never said that at all. I have never. I have said that. No, I have never said that. I have. The question has been raised. Am I saved? If am I not saved? If I do not believe that the rapture will take care of take place on May 21, and the Bible has some very scary language about that, where it indicates that those who who believe that Christ is coming as a thief in the night, that is, we cannot know, and yet they're convinced that they are saved, they are headed for sudden destruction. We read that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. So the Bible gives us a very scary answer to that question.
Okay, Harold, I'd just like to say one last thing before May 21. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the rapture will not take place on May 21, 2011, and the second coming will not take place on October 21, 2011.
Thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts. You are certainly entitled to them, but they have no foundation in the Bible, I'm sorry. But shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hey, Mr. Camping, I have something I'd like to ask you before you hang up on me. I can prove right now that you do not really believe what you teach about May the 21st. First of all, the listeners of Family Radio have sent in quite a bit of money, so you have quite a bit of money in the bank.
Excuse me. Now, please. The fact is that we never tell anybody what to do with their money. Not at all. We're not in the business of trying to make a profit. We have nobody who is earning big salaries. I am a full-time volunteer. And we have reserve funds not because of our listeners. They contribute regularly because they want to use their money to send out the gospel. But we have reserve funds because of business transactions we've been going through in the past years. God has opened doors to sell stations and buy stations. And in that process, we're able develop reserve funds and yet can keep adding to the number of potential listeners. And so money has nothing to do with what is going on in the listeners' money. What has to do with is that we are using God's money. This is God's ministry. He is the CEO. I'm not. I'm just a servant of the Lord. He is the one who has set up this ministry and this business, and we are using it as wisely as possible, whatever our reserve funds is, to get as much mileage as we can in announcing Judgment Day is almost here. So please, don't get into money on this program, because the Family Radio is not in the business of trying to get money. But thank you for calling and sharing, and shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi, Brother Camping. It's so hard to believe that it's coming so close, May 21st. I'm very anxious because I haven't lived like I've always loved the Lord, but I haven't lived the perfect life that the Lord wanted me to live. But I found after listening to you that I have this intense desire to do God's will. I don't know if it's God or just the fear of, the end of the world coming. But you keep talking about the new resurrected soul and everything, and I just seem like I feel like I've changed tremendously, but I still have problems with my personality. How do you know for sure, if you're one that's going to be taken? Is there anything we should be doing? Like, I know we should be begging for God to forgive us for our sins. I'm just kind of really anxious.
Well, first of all, if you have a besetting sin and you just can't get victory over it, that's kind of scary, because if you are a child of God, in your soul existence, which is a very important part of your personality, you cannot sin. And therefore, if you have a besetting sin that you just can't get victory over, my, that's frightening, because your soul is being violated again and again and again. However, the wonder of it all is, you know, God uses that phrase in connection with one individual who was trying to trust Christ that he could, that Christ could heal his son. And he said, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And we can go very candidly to God. We may already be a child of God and not really know that. We can be very anxious and very frightened. But we can keep begging the Lord, like the Ninevites did. They sat in sackcloth and ashes in the book of Jonah and cried out to God for his mercy. And we should, we can keep doing that. If you are a child of God, that will not interrupt your relationship with God at all. Welcome to Open Forum.
Good evening, Mr. Camping.
Yes.
I do have one question. I've been doing a lot of research on this, and I completely agree with the Bible. I do believe that May 21st is the day of the rapture and judgment day. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos with, you know, Ezekiel 33:3 and ones that you've been on the news, and it seems like every news segment that I watch, at the very end of it, they always come back to your book, 1994, question mark. And it always bothers me. And I was, my question is, do you think that possibly the Lord had you write that book as a possible snare to the unsaved or the unelect, that they may get discouraged with that and then they won't believe in 2011 based on 1994?
It's possible. I don't know. I don't know why God had me do that. I'm not embarrassed by it at all. But it is true that it serves as a very neat alibi for those who don't want to face the idea that Judgment Day is so very close. Although, if they didn't have that alibi, they have another one they can think up. Everybody has to have an alibi, and it just makes it a little easier for some. But I don't want to speculate about that. It doesn't go anywhere. I'm just glad that God finally has given us the whole truth, and with all kinds of proofs and signs, so that without a question we know that it's going to happen in another
days. It is going to happen. God bless you, Mr. Camping. Enjoy your night.
Thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hey, how you doing? I have a question for you.
Yes.
I was wondering, when May 11th comes and goes, will you please go off the air, because you're like Donald Trump. You're like a big joke.
Well, excuse me, we're not talking about such things, but let's go to our next call, please. Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello, Mr. Camping.
Yes.
I'll hold to your one-question limit, but I hope we can have some dialogue. It sounds as though anyone who doesn't believe May 21st is definitely the date Christ will return needs to spend the remaining time until then, not so much crying out to the Lord for mercy, but rather reading all your material so that he might, by God's grace, definitely believe May 21st is the date of Christ's return, don't you think?
Well, as near as we can tell from the Bible, and looking at the language of 1 Thessalonians 5 and reading it very carefully, this is what God is saying, that he expects every true believer to understand or to accept the biblical teaching that May 21 is the first day of the Day of Judgment, and it's the last day of salvation. This is echoed in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, where it talks about, it's talking about the timing of Christ's return, and it says, "Beloved, There's one thing I don't want you to be ignorant of, that is that a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. And when we work through those verses, we know that it's telling us that Judgment Day is exactly 7,000 years after the flood of Noah's day, and 7,000 years after 4990 B.C., when it's coordinated with our calendar, with our calendar, is exactly 2011. So it really echoes what we're reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, we don't like this. We wish it wasn't being so pointed, but all we can do is remember that everything in the Bible in the original language came from the lips of God, and we can never correct what God has said. We can't put our own spin, our own thinking on it. We have to accept it exactly for what God is saying. We're continuing with the Open Forum, and shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead with your call, please.
How you doing? I'm just curious. This May 21st, is it? May 21st, 2011.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not very religious. I've been hearing so much about it, and I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. I really just don't believe it. I'm talking to a lot of religious people, and they're just telling me that this is just out there. And, you know, like I said, I'm not very religious. I do believe in God, but I don't know where you get this information from. I saw the pamphlet. I've read a lot of your stuff, and I'm just not convinced.
Well, that's understandable. You know, the vast majority of the world do not understand this at all. Most people are in denial. Most people are mocking or scoffing at the idea, because even though in their heart they have fear, because intuitively they know there has to be a judgment day, but they're just hoping that this is not it. And so their authority for not believing it is because all the churches teach us that we can't know, and that happens to be a sign that the Bible speaks of that shows that we are at that time, but God has not opened their spiritual eyes, and only if God opens your eyes will you understand. All I can do is feel sorry for these dear people and yourself also, and pray that maybe by God's mercy your eyes might be opened before it is too late. It only takes God a split second to save somebody, but he'll only save those that he has elected to become saved, and we don't know who they are. So we can only pray that, oh, I hope that God will save my loved ones, or God will save my friends who are still rejecting the idea altogether. But that doesn't change the fact that this is going to happen. We have an enormous authority in the Bible and lots of information. And on the other hand, those who are rejecting the idea, the only authority they have is that the churches don't believe it, or that they claim that there's a lot of others that have predicted this, as the Bible said they were, and it didn't come true. And that's also exactly as the Bible indicated, that they could not know. But in our day, God teaches very clearly we can know. So I'm sorry. All I can do is pray for you. I cannot open your spiritual eyes. Only God can do that.
I'm just really lost with this. Now, on May 22nd, if none of this happens, what happens with all that money that was collected?
Everybody is worried about money that has been collected. The fact is, when people have given money to Family Radio, it's because we are simply, as economically and as efficiently as possible, trying to get as much mileage as we can in answer to their desire to send the gospel out into the world. And a lot of the money that we've had in reserve that we're using for billboards and so on did not come from listeners. It came from God as we were in the business of buying and selling stations in order to more efficiently reach, get more stations. In other words, this is a business, and it was all done for the benefit of sharing the gospel. None of the profits that we ever got when we sold a station and was able to reach that same audience with a lot more economical way, that did not go to any of the board of directors. We're a non-profit organization, and that cannot happen. I myself, as president and general manager, I am a full-time volunteer. I've never received anything. We are not in the business of making money at all. We're in the business of trying to get as much gospel presentation to the world as possible for every dollar that is entrusted to our care. And because we had some reserves, we have spent those reserves in helping people all over the world to assist them in their efforts to talk to get this message in their country or in their villages or wherever they might be, through billboards or through any other means that seemed like a legitimate means, and there have been many different kinds of things that have been going on. But all of it is very, very desirous only of glorifying God. And the fact is that God has given us so much information in the Bible proving that God has guided us into a correct understanding of the timeline of history, pointing to May 21 as the day of the beginning of the day of judgment, and as the day that ends God's salvation program for the world. So we know that with all these proofs and many, many signs that He's given us, absolutely, without any question at all, it's going to happen. And so we can't talk about what's going to happen on May 22nd except to answer what God has declared. It's the second day of Judgment Day. How horrible that will be.
What if you're wrong?
The question is, I can't. We don't have Plan B. It's all designed. We're trusting the Bible implicitly. God is, the Bible is not just any old book. It is from the mouth of God, and it is a very trustworthy book of facts. It's God demonstrates again and again that any time He has prophesied something, it has always come to pass without question. It has always come to pass because God is perfectly able to make it come to pass. And there's been nothing except maybe the prophecies of the Bible concerning the coming of Christ to demonstrate how He made payment for our sins. Outside of that, there's nothing God has ever prophesied that is as talked about in the Bible, all through the Bible, and has so many proofs and so many signs to show that the time has come for this. It is really remarkable how kind God is giving us in giving us these assurances. So it is going to happen. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello.
Yes.
Let me turn my radio down.
Thank you.
I do have a question for you.
Yes.
I don't quite understand why you're saying that it's coming to an end when the Bible clearly says that we will not know. I mean, in Matthew 24:39, it said, you know, that as the people of Noah didn't know, neither will man know when he's coming. So how could you give an exact date and time, as I understand
because the Bible clearly teaches that throughout the church age It is not for you to know the times or the seasons. As long as Christ was operating in the churches, and that ended in 1988, from when we make a very careful analysis of the development of the gospel throughout time, until that time, it was impossible for anybody to, no matter how zealous they were, or how diligent, or how much a child of God they might have been, they could not know the time. And that's why the Bible says again and again, you cannot know the day or the hour. Or the Bible said repeatedly, Christ is coming as a thief in the night. But now, here's Mark 13. We read in verse 35, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly ye find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto you, watch." Now, why are you going to be watching? Now, let's go into Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, where God tells us why we should be watching. And we watch by carefully continuing to study the Bible until God opens our eyes to the truth that he wants us to know. And here it's talking about the time of his return. We read in Revelation 3, verse 3, the last half of the verse, "If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come upon thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." In other words, God effectively saying is, watch, watch. Why? Because if you watch, he will not come upon you as a thief. That is, if you are not watching, he's going to come upon you as a thief. And now, where do we watch? We watch in the Bible. We search the Bible. And as we search the Bible, we finally come to that time that God has proclaimed as that when he's opening a lot more truth from the Bible that has been sealed in the Bible. God is not open anybody's spiritual eyes to that, but now we're in that time when he's opened our spiritual eyes to a lot more truth in the Bible as we are approaching the end, and it includes the fact that now Christ is not coming as a thief in the night. We know that the end is May, the end of God's salvation plan is May 21, 2011, just in a few days from now, and at the end of the judgment process of the gospel will be October 21 of this year. And then the whole gospel thing is done, the world is done, and it'll all be destroyed and never come into mind again. It'll be gone forever. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call? Please welcome to Open Forum.
Oh, I just had a quick question for you. It seems like every time somebody's called in and questioned you about the May 21st, you've been very confident in your prediction or your idea that it's going to happen. I just had one quick question. If you're so certain that it's going to happen, how about you send me a cashier's check for all the money you don't need, since we're not going to need it?
You know, the fact is that we don't ever tell anybody what to do with their money. That's
no, I'm asking you personally. If you believe it, you wouldn't have a problem.
Excuse me. Now, why would we want to give you money? What are you going to do with it? The next day after beginning on May 21, the judgment day has begun. This whole world is under judgment. And it's not going to be business as usual. Why would we want to give money to somebody who doesn't believe Judgment Day is coming? That would be the craziest thing in the world we could do. The fact is, the Bible teaches clearly that it's Judgment Day. And Judgment Day is a totally different world. And so, please, don't come with those kind of crazy ideas to us. We have no interest in them at all. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Good afternoon, Mr. Campi.
Yes.
My question is, do you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost?
Well, Well, I believe in eternal God, and I understand. I don't understand God. I know He reveals Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And He also reveals Himself as one God. I also know that He says of Christ, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And frankly, I don't understand all this at all. How can I, with my little peanut mind, understand an infinite God when He talks about Himself? All I can do is say, oh yes, I read that in the Bible. I believe it with all my heart. But I don't understand it. And that's the proper humble way in which we have to look at God. Who are we to try to begin to understand an infinite God? But all kinds of people try to do that, and it's just a function of pride. That's all it is. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello, Brother Kempe. You just discussed that you are a completely different denomination than every other Christian church out there. But Family Radio fits the definition of what a church is. So how can you be sure that the Antichrist is not sitting on the throne of Family Radio and tricking your mind so that you can make this false conclusion and become the false prophet?
Well, first of all, I can tell you this. That Family Radio does not fit the definition of a church, like the Baptist Church or the Presbyterian Church or the Roman Catholic Church or any other church. We do not fit. God has given specific rules for those local congregations or those denominations. They have to have a membership. They have to offer the ceremonial laws of water baptism and the Lord's table. They have to have elders and deacons or a pastor to have the spiritual oversight of the membership. These are all specific rules that God has put in the Bible to, in connection with any church. However, we do identify with the eternal church, which is made up only of those who are elect of God to become saved and who have no connection in these days with the local congregation. And so we are simply a business that is designed to help people get the most mileage out of every dollar that they want to spend in reaching the gospel out into the world. We are simply a servant, therefore, of God, and a servant of the people who send us money, and we try to spend that as wisely as possible. That's why I don't take a salary, and we try to do everything very economical, and we try to get us the best radio stations we can and so on, so that we're really getting as much coverage of the world with the gospel as possible for every dollar.
Just like every other church, though.
I'm sorry?
That's what they do.
Thank you. And thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Yes, Mr. Camping. I'm calling from Canada. There's a few things I want to talk about here, okay?
Excuse me. Not a few things. You may have one question, please.
Family, and I've talked to people in my church about this May 21st.
Yes.
It's not true. What am I supposed to do when I go to work on during the next week? What am I supposed to tell my co-workers? That we're all going to die? That we're all going to... Something's going to happen? Like, what am I going to look like? Like some kind of a crazy human being?
First of all, you want to... you're not going to talk to them unless you believe it yourself. This is not just a kind of a conversation you can play around with and make yourself look like an idiot. But on the other hand, if you have really been following the Bible and checking out these things in the Bible, and you're convicted that indeed the world is ready for judgment and that it's going to come, then very, very lovingly you can try to warn your colleagues at work. Now, they may laugh at you or scoff at you, and the Bible does say we are not to try to force the word of God on anybody, so you don't keep going, but you can pray for them. You can pray for them. And so, it's something that is very serious, and as soon as the people start mocking, well then, you just stop. You don't have to force it on them at all. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi, Brother Camping. This is Brent Morgan calling from Merced, California. Since this will be my final call on the Open Forum, I'd just like to take a moment to say thank you for all that you've done for the Lord and for the ministry. And I've listened just about my whole life and everything, and it's just a good show. However, I do have one thing to ask you. What's going to happen? What is going to happen with all those billboards, all those caravans and tracks that you'll have to deal with on May 22nd that drive back to Family Radio and all this other stuff? Will you resign? Will you have to pay back donations? Will you be in lawsuits? Will you take a vacation or something? What's going to be going on?
Now, excuse me. I will not try to answer your question when we get to May 22. The Bible is very clear. It will be the second day of Judgment Day, and it will not be business as usual anywhere. This world will be in the throes of a massive destruction. There will be millions and unquestionably dead all over the world because of the intensity of the great earthquakes that will be have happened all through the world, and so your question has no meaning of any kind, and I just am not interested at all in speaking about it. And so thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Good evening, Harold.
Yes.
A couple mathematical questions, which should be easy for you. When is the last day that you'll be broadcasting on Family Radio?
Well, the fact is that we're going to leave that with the Lord altogether. But from everything we know, it is with a day of judgment will be on May.
I understand that, but that wasn't my question.
Well, the fact is we're leaving the end of Family Radio to God altogether. We're just leaving that with Him.
Well, I guess maybe I should rephrase the question. Will the radio station be in action by God running it, or who will run it?
Excuse me. I don't know what is going to happen in the day of judgment. I don't know how awful it is, near as I can determine or think, that it's everything is going to be down. Everything is going to be in destructive. But God does not detail all of that for us, and so we just let's just leave that question alone altogether. Just leave it alone. God is in charge of this whole business. I am not. God is in charge. And thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to Open Forum.
Yeah, Brother Camping, I have a two-part question. One is, if the rapture is on the 21st and the world ends in October, where does the 70-year tribulation come in? And if the world does end on the 21st, why is your radio station still accepting donations?
Well, the fact is, we're still spending money. We're going to be spending money until the judgment day comes, and so we are grateful for what does come in, and we're still we're this whole business of of all that we've been doing to warn the world has consumed great sums of money. But I'll tell you, the other thing is we don't tell anybody what to do with their money. We never, never tell people what to do with their money. And if they have in their heart they want to do this or do that, well then fine. As long as it's not going contrary to the will of God, we will go along with it. But it's not our decision at all. And so we leave all those questions alone. We just the bigger question is, are we ready? Are we aware that indeed we're so close to that awesome day of the Day of Judgment? And that's where the focus of our thinking has to be on. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our next call, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hi. I have a question. A man called you earlier today and asked you about your numerology. And this came to my mind, Galatians 4, 10, and 11, where it says, "You observe days, months, times, and years. I'm afraid of you, unless I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. You observe days, months, and times, and years. I am afraid of you." And my question, well, to your listeners, I just ask that they pray for you. And also, I'd like to know that on May 22nd, when you see that the world still stands and that the Bible is really literal and Jesus says what he meant, I was hoping that you would start preaching the Bible in truth, and that your numerous errors, that you'll correct them. So I really don't want to see you burn in hell forever. So I'm just wondering if on May 22nd that you'll start preaching the Bible in truth. And I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say. Thank you.
Well, now the fact is, when you say the Bible is literal, that's one hermeneutic, that's one method of understanding the Bible that is that follows, that many denominations follow with, and it just is not true. The Bible is a very spiritual book. Remember, we read earlier on this program tonight, we were reading from Mark chapter 4. And God is, and Christ is saying, now these words came from the mouth of God. These are not my words. And verse 33, "And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it." But without a parable, and a parable is a metaphor, it's not a literal at all. "But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples." And so, you know, it's like, for example, in earlier on in Mark 4, he gave the parable of the sower went forth to sow. And we're all very familiar with that parable if we've been in any church for any length of time. And then we read, after he had given the parable and also its meaning, its spiritual meaning, it's not literal, and he said, and then verse 10, "And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable." In other words, they want an explanation. "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables." In other words, that's one method by which God is able to keep the truth away from those who he doesn't intend that they are to have it. And the churches, they can set up any kind of a hermeneutic method of understanding the Bible that they wish, but they better check it out with the Bible. And the Bible is very clear that parables fit very definitely into the whole situation. So you have to really make the choice. Are you going to be listening to the Bible, or are you going to be listening to your church teachers? And frankly, the Bible is the Word of God, and that's the only place that it's trustworthy. But thank you for calling and sharing. And shall we take our last call tonight, please? Welcome to Open Forum.
Hey, Brother Camping, how are you? I love you.
Very well, thank you.
Harry, our team. Just real quick before you end the show, one subject, two questions. Can you show a couple of verses that show that it'll be at 6 p.m.?
That say judgment will be
at 6 p.m., yeah. And can you show a couple of verses?
Well, I can't. I just, there are a number of statements. For example, in 1 Kings chapter 19, God gives us a remarkable demonstration of Judgment Day. When the 450 prophets of Baal up on Mount Carmel faced Elijah, and the issue was to build an altar and call down fire from heaven, and as we study that very carefully, it was a beautiful illustration of what judgment will be. And we find there that when the fire finally came down and destroyed the oxen on the altar and the wood and the stones and the dust, all the whole thing was gone. It was a dramatic picture of Judgment Day. And at that time, it was God gave us some very interesting time. First of all, it was well after midday. And when we look at all the things that were happening, it would have happened about the time of even. And also, God used the phrase that it was at the time of the sacrifice, and ordinarily that was in the evening, and there was also a sacrifice in the morning. And so, based on the information given there, we know it cannot be in the morning, it cannot be noon, it cannot be midnight. And then we go to Mark, for example, chapter 13, and there God gives us some alternatives of when it could be. We read in there that it says in Mark 13, watch in verse 35, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. And even fits perfectly, and the others do not at all. And so we're, with this information and other, we're pretty sure it probably will be 6 p.m. But I have to say goodnight.